This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, heard around the world at EquestrianLegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Blessed trails.
Welcome to this very special edition of Blessed Trails. I am Belinda Gale, and I am so delighted to be your host as we visit with interesting and diverse guests. We also have the honor of featuring our guest gospel, inspirational, and especially today, patriotic music, most all of which has a definite Western flair. For me, our guest today, a multi-award-winning Western music artist, is the first lady of Western music. She is gracious, giving, and an extremely talented singer-songwriter. More important, she is unashamedly a devoted Christian and lives out her faith in her daily life. I am so proud to call her my inspiration, my mentor, my cowgirl sister friend. Please welcome back to our show, Jean Prescott. Welcome, Jean.
Hi, Belinda. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on today. You have a wonderful, wonderful album out called America, Home, Sweet Home, that's all patriotic music. I think you've written some of those, and some of our friends have written, and so we're going to do a lot more music today than we normally do on this show, so I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm excited. It's going to be a great show, I think.
It is, yes. And I mean, we are so close to 4th of July, and we just really want to honor our country and honor our veterans and, you know, and all everything that we enjoy in this country. And right off the bat on your album, it was so fun to listen to the whole thing, by the way. And I was really struck with this first couple of songs that we're going to do, because they're historical songs, which are very cool. But in this day and age, I'm very concerned that our children are not being given the history of our nation, you know, and really talking about the founding fathers and the sacrifice and all of that. And, you know, what is your take on that? Is that just my perception, or how do you feel about that?
Oh, I absolutely feel the same way. That is part of the reason for these two songs. I did not even know what the colors of the flag meant.
Oh.
And so that was something in this song that I just thought, that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's so important that we know where we came from and who those men were,
mm-hmm.
You know, way back there that sacrificed. And our children are not learning that in school anymore. And so it's up to us to get it out there. And What better way to do it than entertaining them with music and yet giving them a little bit of history at the same time?
I agree completely, and it's being so glossed over in the current history curriculum about the forefathers. I don't think the kids understand at all. Most adults that I know don't even know and understand at this point. Most of them that were involved, those original men who put together our government and were the leaders of the revolution, they died penniless. They lost, and they were wealthy, wealthy landowners.
Yes.
They lost their families. They lost their fortunes. And they
yes.
virtually lost everything to pull
mm-hmm.
this together as a nation. And so many people don't know that. Well, you have two really great. Did you write both of these songs, Jean?
Actually, I co-wrote these two songs with Daryl Arnold.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I really admire his writing as well. So that's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, we're going to just listen to these two songs back to back. Can you go ahead and tell us, we already talked about it a little bit. One is 56 Heroes and the other is Betsy's Bright Banner. So you want to just give a little overview of each one of those songs?
Yes, 56 Heroes is about those men who were the first ones that sacrificed and dedicated their lives to seeing that this great country came about. And they fought for our independence and did so many things. They lost loved ones. Their homes were burned. I mean, there was so much. And so I just felt like it was so important that to share this song and to share their names, actually, you know, so many of them. And then Betsy's Bright Banner, there's something about remembering back when we were kids in grade school, how we did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. And so when we wrote this, it was just like taking a trip back through my own history. And I think that's so important that our children know about our flag and how important it is.
I think, and why the rest of us get all tear up when we see it, our younger
yeah.
generation, they just like, what's wrong with you? You know, they don't understand what it represents. I think is a sad thing. Well, let's listen to 56 Heroes and then Betsy's Bright Banner off of Gene Prescott's America Home Sweet Home album.
It happened in 1776 when Hancock put the plume to the page. Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams in turn, and 52 others, great men of the age. Sweet independence from burdensome rule by British oppressors afar. Heavy taxation, unfair and unjust, all promised to fight for that bright freedom star. 56 men put it all on the line, their names and the life they knew, declaring their God-given right to be free. 56 heroes, great men, strong and true. Did solemnly pledge his fortune, his honor, his life. And oh, how they suffered great hardship indeed, but solid they stood through the pain and the strife. Some went to prison, 9 patriots died. Red coats burned their homes in the night. John Hart lost his children and others their wives, yet liberty's promise kept all in the fight. 56 men put it all on the line, their names and the lives they knew, declaring their God-given right to be free. 56 heroes, great men, strong and true.
56 heroes.
God gave them strength to endure, shoulders in righteousness clad. Not one ever weakened, not one broke his word, though many lost every last thing that they had. 56 men put it all on the line, their names and the lives they knew, declaring their God-given right to be free. 56 heroes, great men, strong and true.
Heroes. 56 heroes. 56 heroes.
grade school. The way that we started each day was to turn to the flag of our country, our pledge of allegiance to say. We learned of the great revolution, America forged from the fight. A grand flag was needed, so Betsy completed her glorious banner of blue, red, and white. Stitch by stitch and row by row, Betsy Ross made history by hand. Though she sewed with love, she'll never know, she'll never know what the stars and stripes did for our land. Looking out over Arlington's crosses, as dark summer clouds bring the rain, asking God to please guide and direct us, offering a prayer for the slain. They died for the flag of this country, the bright stars and stripes overhead. America's story proclaimed in her glory, a Betsy's bright banner of white, blue, and red. Stitch by stitch and row by row, Betsy Ross made history by hand. Though she sewed with love, she'll never know, she'll never know what the stars and stripes did for our land.
The blue stripe stands for truth and for justice. The stars for divine providence. The red stripes for courage and valor. And the white stripes are for innocence.
America's pledge to all people, liberty's promises true. Raise these colors proudly, praise America loudly. The colors of freedom are red, white, and blue. Betsy's labor of honor and duty became something so wondrous and grand. The symbol of country and freedom still flies over our native land. Stitch by stitch and row. Betsy Ross made history by hand. Though she sewed with love, she'll never know, she'll never know what the stars and stripes did for our land. Though she sewed with love, she'll never know.
Great songs, Jean. Every kid should listen. That should be required listening for every child, every adult, actually. Oh, my goodness. Really, really wonderful songs. I was thinking as Betsy's Bright Banner was playing, that came to mind that picture of when Francis Scott Key wrote The Star-Spangled Banner. And I heard the backstory on that at one point, and I was like, wow, because they were, I forget what fort they were at, but the Navy was ordered to take that flag out because that flag had become such a banner for the soldiers, you know, it's such a thing for them to focus on and to lead them.
Yes.
if they could blow that flag out, that it would, you know, that they felt like they could win that particular battle. And I mean, they just, every time it would get knocked over, somebody else had hold it back up, and they had just all the, it just through the night, they kept bombarding that flag, and the men would not let it go down. And so that was just amazing. Oh my gosh. It's pretty, yes, pretty
that's,
cool.
That's something that, you know, our flag is just an amazing symbol of America. It's just so important. And we understand that, but, you know, so like you said, so many others don't. And I just want everybody to realize how important our flag is, what it symbolizes.
Well, and it symbolizes the willingness of, for me, of our men and women to give it all. I mean, from the forefathers on forward. That they're willing to go to war. They're willing not only on our shores, but other mm-hmm. countries, for not only our freedoms, but to help protect theirs as well. Yeah. And it just is crazy to me that people can have such a hard time grasping what that's all about. So your music is definitely bringing all that together.
Good. Well, I hope so.
Oh, it is. And so the next song that we're going to listen to that I really, really love, and it's not one of the original ones that you suggested that we put on here. We've used all of the original ones you suggested, of course. But as I was listening to your album, this one just was like, wow. So do you want to tell us about I Will Go, who wrote that, and what your feelings about this song?
Yes, Donnie Blands wrote this song, and the first time I heard it, it just gave me goosebumps, and I could not wait to ask him if you know, I could have the honor of recording it, because it's just such an emotional song, and it just really goes down through our history, you know, and so many people, I mean, so many thousands and thousands of people went and still go today. To defend our country and to defend freedom. And so I don't think we give them enough credit, actually. Yeah, I think, and not just soldiers, not just people in the military, but even during World War II, my mother worked at Pantex, which was a bomb manufacturer in Amarillo. And then she worked for, she drove an army truck or a military truck, taking the troops that were in training from Amarillo to Canyon for training and stuff like that. And so many women did very honorable and noble things back on the home front to help the effort, you know, especially during World War II. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is an amazing song, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about, you know, the families, and that it's not just the soldiers, but, you know, when we come back from this song. But so let's go ahead, and also all of the songs that we're listening to today are from your America Home Sweet Home album, which is a wonderful album. And let's listen to Donnie Bland's, Gene singing Donnie's song, I Will Go.
Flag was burned and torn by those who followed King George of England. 100 years, she's cried a million tears. Today again her aging eyes are weeping. For the ones who hear the call, and those who'll surely fall, again I hear the loyal voices singing. When she
I've listened to this song. It makes me tear up every time. Oh my gosh. Well, you were talking before that song about, you know, your mother stepping up. I mean, during World War II, a lot of women had to step up and fill men's jobs because the men were all off to the war. I mean, the only ones that were the ones that were too young or had health issues that kept them from going. Other than that, the men were gone. And I think maybe not to the same degree, but the families are really deeply affected even now. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think during World War II, it was a little more intense, but families are affected every day, you know, living here in Abilene, we have Dyess Air Force Base here. So over the years, you know, I've known families that when husbands were deployed, you know, there's all kinds of things to do. And then they don't tell them where they're going. So these families here don't know a lot of times where their husband or wife is going. They just know they're going to get on that plane and they're going to be gone for 6 months. Or whatever. So I can't even imagine not knowing, you know, and not being able to have letters and stuff like that. So it's a sacrifice for families. You know, when you're raising children and one of the parents is not there for a certain amount of time, and it's hard. It's very difficult. And for those who've lost sons and husbands and wives in wars, it's tragic. I can only imagine you're so proud of them for what they've done, you know, that they wanted to do this, and but then you've lost them. So it's got to be such a difficult thing for people to get through, you know, when you lose
absolutely.
A loved one in war.
Oh, it is. And so that kind of leads us into this next song. And could you go ahead and tell us about There's a Gold Star in Her Window?
Yes, this is a song about a mother who's lost her son in the war. And the Gold Star Mothers, there's an organization, and there's so many, and they just receive, you know, a little, I don't know if you'd say recognition, but there's a much greater understanding for mothers who've lost their sons in battle and that sort of thing. And during World War II, this song was written. And it's just a wonderful song that she knows that, you know, she's proudly given her son, yet she's not going to have him, you know, for the rest of her life. And so
So the Gold Star was literally something they were given by the government to hang in their windows?
Yes.
Or okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, wow. Okay, well, let's listen to from the era, from the World War II era. You said this was written?
Yes, uh-huh.
Awesome. So there's a Gold Star in her window. Forget that we take so for granted our ability to speak our mind and worship how we choose and the things that we just take for granted in this country, that there's a lot of blood that's been shed and a lot of loss.
Yes, a lot of sacrifice.
A lot of sacrifice, and a lot of families have sacrificed. And I was so excited to learn recently, my husband, Bob, borrowed from a friend of ours, had this wonderful set of this video series called Band of Brothers, and we watched it, albeit I watched it from behind a pillow a lot, because you know I just can't take in, you know, really heavy duty violence, and I just can't watch it. And so I'd be like, okay, can I watch now, you know, but from behind the pillow, you know, the story. And so I'm watching this whole thing, and my heart is just wrapped up with all these young men and all they went through. And then Bob tells me, he's looking on Facebook, and he goes, did you know that Gene's dad was one of those Band of Brothers? He was with Easy Company. And I was like, no, I never knew that. So tell us about that, Gene.
Well, he was. He was a member of Easy Company, the 506th, and of the 101st Airborne. He trained at Camp Toccoa, Georgia, did his jump training there, and went overseas to fight for our country, and he earned 4 Bronze Stars, 2 Purple Hearts, and many other medals and that sort of thing. But, you know, growing up, I remember as a very, very small child seeing this scar on his back where this bullet, you know, went through his chest. And but, you know, at that age, you can't comprehend. And mm-hmm. he just came home after the war, and he just went to work and got married and started raising a family and never really talked about it much. So we when that movie came out, he'd passed away in 1999, and we said, well, let's see if he was in that group, because we knew that, you know, he was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he jumped on D-Day. And so we got his military records out, thank goodness. My mother had the foresight to hang on to all that stuff, and there it was.
Wow.
So I had to write a song about it.
Oh, yes, you did. And I can't let this go. There was just recently an honoring of the Band of Brothers. And tell us about Kurahi.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter surprised me with a trip to Toccoa, Georgia. And it was the D-Day celebration, the weekend closest to D-Day in June. We went to Toccoa, Georgia, and they have a 10K up Mount Kurahi and down. And we ran that. I should say we jogged and walked that. It's extremely difficult, especially for someone who's not in shape. But it was the most amazing thing I believe I've ever done. The one of the most amazing accomplishments was to reach the top of that mountain and touch that marker. And I just have to tell you this one little story. As I was going up, you know, I got slower and slower because the last third of it is like a 45-degree angle, and there's no break in that.
Wow.
So most everybody, there were still, I didn't come in last, let's just put it that way, but most everybody had gone on ahead, and I found myself by myself. Mm. And I realized, I mean, just God's presence was so, so powerful, and I knew that, you know, I was walking in the footsteps of my earthly father, yet I was holding to the hand of my heavenly father to keep making those steps toward the top.
Mm.
And
oh, wow.
It was the most incredible experience I could ever imagine.
Oh, I'm just, wow.
It was amazing.
Well, you wrote a wonderful song to honor your dad. So tell us about that, Just Doing What Was Right.
This song came about after the Band of Brothers came out, and I started studying and realizing and finding out more and more about his role in that. I realized what a hero he was, although he did not consider himself a war hero. He just wanted to come home and put that behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was just doing what was right. And plus, at that time in our country, for young men, you know, that meant a paycheck every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them went because it was a way to, you know, have some money to send back home to help the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my dad sent his check home every month. He had it sent to my grandmother. And so this song is just kind of the history. It's a story song about his experience during World War II.
Well, I'm eager for everyone to hear it, so let's listen to Just Doing What Was Right.
Okay.
From the high plains of Texas to the streets of Bastogne, you said, Mother, if you'll sign for me, I promise to come home. No thought for life or limb as you pleaded to go. What the war had in store for you, you had no way to know. When the eagle screamed and your band of brothers called, you an easy company, you gladly gave your all. Coming face to face with the enemy at last, his eyes blue still haunt you and your memory of the past. You'll always be a hero to me, from the greatest generation this country's ever seen. Just a wide-eyed boy from Texas, you joined the ranks to fight.
was right. That cold day the orders came and you jumped from the plane. It was D-Day for you and life would never be the same. Thank God your parachute opened with the pull of the cord. As on the wings of the wind, right into history you soared. In the battle of the Bulge, icy winter gripped your heart. A sniper's bullet almost took your life and tore your chest apart. Lizzie killed in action, but only for a day. Whoever found you was an angel, God sent passing by your way. You'll always be a hero to me, from the greatest generation this country's ever seen. Just a wide-eyed boy from Texas, you joined the ranks of us. Thank you for standing strong and doing what was right. In 1949, 4 years after the war, married with a baby daughter, you would fight no more. Only wanting to live and provide a good life. In your eyes, you weren't a hero, you just did what was right. And Daniel. That's why they're living free. Just a wide-eyed boy from Texas, you joined the ranks to fight. Thank you, Dad, for standing strong and doing what was right. Thank you, Dad, for standing strong and doing what was right.
Oh, that was a precious, precious song. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love your writing. You just really do a great job. It's so wonderful. Oh, and, you know, our veterans from World War II came home as heroes, as they should have been. Our Vietnam veterans were not treated so well.
Yes.
And that is, I think, something that hopefully people are trying to rectify, I think, and a black eye on this country for sure.
Yeah.
Because the ones who went to Vietnam were doing the same things as the ones who went to World War II. It's just the way it was portrayed in the media. And it was a bad war. I mean, there's no good war, but it was just ill fought and all of that. And, and I'm glad to see that our troops, you know, now are being honored and I think that's important. And
yes.
So tell us about your feelings around that.
Well, I totally agree that we really need to support our veterans because they're coming back from these wars and things are different than they were. Life is not as simple as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of difficulties coming back. And the least thing that they need is someone not honoring their sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's so important that we let our troops know. And I have to say something about my friend Red Steagall. When I travel with him, if we're in an airport and he sees someone in a uniform, he goes right over to them and shakes their hand and tells them how much he appreciates them. And I think that's what we need to be doing. So I'm much more careful to do that when I see someone in uniform when I'm traveling, because they need to hear that. They need to know that somebody does appreciate what they're doing.
I completely agree. I completely agree.
Even the ones in who, you know, give the ultimate sacrifice, and when they're brought home to be laid to rest, it's so important that we honor their memory and stand up and honor them.
I completely agree. And you have a song about that on your America Home Sweet Home album called Song for Josiah. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, yes. This was this started out actually as a poem written by Yvonne Hollenbeck from South Dakota.
Mm.
She's a wonderful writer, and we co-write a lot of songs together. She was coming home from being on the road doing some poetry, and she noticed some flags when she came into Nebraska just at random. And then the closer she got to the Valentine area, the more flags there were. And this this poem or this song is about a young man from the sand hills of Nebraska who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And the story is just amazing. We didn't cover a lot of it in the song, but he was an incredible young man. And the whole state of Nebraska turned out to honor him as they brought his body home. So it's, I thought, you know, this needs to be a song, and it needs to be on this album, because we need to honor those men and women who gave that ultimate sacrifice. So that's what this song is about.
And then also the sacrifice. I mean, there are people like Josiah who give the ultimate sacrifice, but all of our veterans come home changed. All of them.
Yes,
I mean, they may leave limbs behind them. They may leave their peace of mind. They may leave pieces of themselves.
Yes.
are lost. So it's just, this is, you know, for me, this song not only honors the ones who give the ultimate sacrifice, but all of the sacrifice by our veterans.
Yes,
and so
absolutely.
Let's listen to Song for Josiah.
In the sand hills of Nebraska was the first one, a flag on a great big bale of hay. And I wondered just what that flag was there for, but I would see many more that day. I took a break from driving for some coffee, stopped in at a local town cafe. Out of curiosity, I asked the waitress just why all those flags were flying that day. She said, "We're flying those flags for Josiah. After all, it is the least that we can do to show our respect for his service, defending our red, white, and blue." Nation's call. He cherished the freedom of our country. To prove it, he gladly gave his all. So we're flying those flags for Josiah. After all, it is the least that we can do to show our respect for his service, defending our red, white, and blue. I pondered those tearful words she told me as I continued traveling on my way. I'll show them we never will forget them by flying a flag for them each day. For those who sacrificed so much for let them know just how much we care. It's a symbol of how we love our freedom in the stars and stripes high up in the air. Let's all fly a flag for Josiah and for all our country's veterans too. They've all paid the price for our freedom. After all, it is the least that we can do. After all, it is the least that we can do.
I hope everyone after hearing that song goes out and gets a flagpole if they don't already have one.
This is a good time to do that. There's a lot of them available right now.
Yeah, that's a good time to get a flag. And I try not to get political on it. I'm not going to get political right now, but I saw something recently somewhere online that just hit me in the heart when it showed what our politicians, what they earn and then what they retire with. And then it showed our soldiers, what they earn and what they retire with. And I mean, our soldiers who are willing to go over there and literally give their literal life for this country, come home to poverty, just about. I mean, they come home with, you know, the community has to step up and take care of them and have or create organizations to make sure they have all of the medical things they need, to make sure they have the support they need, to make sure they have what they need to heal and reassimilate back into normal life. Because the government doesn't provide for it at all. I mean, not at all, but it's just not nearly what it should be. And yet,
no, it isn't.
Yet these politicians retire as, you know, very, very wealthy. And it's just like, whoa, something is terribly, terribly wrong here. Terribly wrong. So we need to pray for that among a whole lot of other things. Oh my gosh, Jean, I can't believe it's flown by so fast. We're like winding down. It just has gone by so fast. So definitely we'll have to have you on again. This is too much fun and sharing all of your music. So tell us what you have coming up.
Well, I am leaving. I'll be at the Arizona Folklore Preserve. That will be I'll be there. I played Saturday, and then I'll play Sunday at 2, from 2 to 4, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, my goodness, I have a birthday party for Daryl Arnold that I'm going to be going up to play for in July.
Fun.
And some wonderful house concerts in the mountains around West Cliff. And then out to Seguin, Texas, and Colorado. Lots of fun things coming up. I'm going to be on the road a lot.
Oh, that'll be a fun way to spend your summer. And West Cliff, Colorado, my husband Bob, his grandfather had a ranch there when he was growing up.
Oh, such a beautiful area.
He's in love with that area, and that's where all his love of horses and love of ranching and that whole life was born. So I'm
envious.
Oh, I
can see how that would be.
Get to go there. That's awesome.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, gosh. Well, I know that after hearing this show that there's going to be people who really would love to get their hands on your America Home Sweet Home album. So can you tell people where they can buy that?
They can order the physical album from my website, or they can go to CD Baby or iTunes and order the whole album, or they can download individual songs or download the whole album if they'd like to.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. What is your website? Go ahead and give your website address.
It's jeanprescott.com. Very simple.
Easy. I love easy. Easy works. Well, goodness. Well, we know that our country needs a lot of prayer right now, and I believe the song that we're going to close out your segment with is one I believe Jeff Gore wrote this. Did he not?
Yes, he did.
He did. So tell us about Old Glory.
It is a wonderful song about just someone being at a rodeo, and it is really literally hitting them in the face about our nation and our flag and just being what we need to be and to be in prayer and to be changing our ways and getting this country back to where it needs to be.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful song. He did an excellent job writing it, and I'm thrilled that I was able to record it.
Oh, it's I've heard him do it, and you do it equally as well, and I'm really thrilled to be able to share it with our listeners. So thank you again, Jean, for being on the show. So exciting. We're going to have a just a sit down conversation or a phone conversation and catch up here. We haven't gotten to visit in a long time, so we need to.
I know we're going to have to do that. Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jean. So from her America Home Sweet Home album, it's all patriotic music, just a wonderful, incredible album. Let's listen to Old Glory.
As she rode in, the music began and the crowd began to stand. She waved that flag above her head to the playing of the band. I stood there on the very front row with my hat in my hand as she rode by. When Old Glory brushed across my face, it drew a tear from my eye. The home of the brave. We finished the anthem and she rode away, and the cowboys began to ride. I stood right there and I bowed my head, and from my heart I cried.
Have her share her music, her stories, and her perspectives with us on this special 4th of July patriotic show. I hope today's show has filled your heart with pride and gratitude, not only for the blessings of our remarkable nation and all of the freedoms we enjoy, for the sacrifice of the men and women who have given and are willing to give all to preserve and protect not only the freedoms we enjoy, but everything we as a nation stand for. With all of the goodness that I believe still permeates our nation, there is no doubt that all we hold dear is under attack. And when you think about it, it really was inevitable because Scripture tells us in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And nothing is safe from his attack. No person, no family, no community, no county, no state, no nation. But thankfully, that is not where the Lord leaves us. In the rest of that scripture, it tells us, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So salvation is free and freely given to us with no requirements to earn it or pay anything back. But there is something required of us to claim that salvation, and that is to believe that Jesus is the one and only Son of God and that he died for the remission of our sins. So salvation is freely ours. The Lord has made it extraordinarily simple. However, the quality of our life, our commitment, our community, our nation, that's a little different story. That depends a great deal on us. Where do we place our faith? Who do we honor and worship in the actions of our daily lives? Who do we look for direction and depend on for answers? Our family, our friends, our mentors, our government? Only when we place our faith in and look for guidance and direction from the Lord can we truly have the peace and abundance we seek in our lives and the security for our nation. James 1:17 tells us that all good and perfect things come from the Lord. By staying focused on the Lord and placing our faith in him and staying focused on where he leads and guides, we can tremendously impact not only our daily lives, but our nation as well. No matter how bad things seem in this world right now, we have an amazing promise from our precious Heavenly Father. It is a well-known scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will give their sin, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So the Lord not only provides for and promises healing and forgiveness for us as individuals, but for our nation as well. All we need to do is follow him with all of our hearts to be called by his name and humble ourselves, pray, and seek the Lord, and he will forgive and heal our land. Well, that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to our very special guest, Jean Prescott, for visiting and sharing with us today. And there is never a big enough thank you for my amazing producer, Gary Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. Please check out all of the other fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us on the go with you. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
While in the studio preparing this album, we were casually experimenting with America the Beautiful, with no intent of putting it on an album, but the lyrics reminded us of how fortunate we are to live in this wonderful country with all the freedoms we enjoy.
We would like to dedicate this song to the veterans and the servicemen and women who preserve and protect our precious freedoms, even today.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty, above the fruited plain, America, America, God.
shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dream, that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea.